Defense and Veterans Affairs officials are telling lawmakers they are sharing electronic health records today, even though they are developing separate e-health systems. They promise to share even more in the future. The officials tried to separate and clarify the different goals of sharing health records and having a single electronic health system. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller was on the Hill for that hearing. He joins us now with more details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jason, first off, what is the confusion over health record sharing and having one interoperable health system?
Well, I think that what's been happening over the years is there's been this thought process that the DOD and VA have to have one system, and lawmakers have grown frustrated and they're running out of patience waiting for that to happen, to have this interoperability. But because part of that belief is because it's an old way of thinking. It's the way technology was developed 5, 10, 20 years ago, and that's what the Congress members have been waiting for. But with technological advances such as cloud computing, open standards, the sharing of data doesn't mean you have to have similar or even the same system. Frank Kendall is the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel recently put Kendall in charge of DOD's electronic health record system effort.
All of these terms have, like, integrated record, carry an awful lot of weight, and are interpreted differently by different people. My view is that by 2014, we will have integrated records that we share with VA. That's what the near-term projects are doing. It's what the accelerators, what Dr. Woodson mentioned, are doing. And it's important for the committees to distinguish between integrated records and healthcare management software. The healthcare management software doesn't just make a record. It helps the physicians do their job. And that's a very important reason for us to modernize our systems. But as far as the records are concerned, we will have records to common standards, and they will be movable seamlessly between DOD and VA for use by both benefits adjudication purposes and for healthcare purposes.
Now, Kendall tried to make it clear to the joint hearing of the House Armed Services and Veterans Affairs Committees yesterday that the two departments can share data without having the same system. Again, let's go back to the confusion. I think it just stems from just this focus of the single interoperable system. But Kendall's and others who testified yesterday say the two are no longer related. Listen to this exchange between Kendall and Armed Services Ranking Member Adam Smith.
We are currently talking to each other. I think there's a misconception about this.
Yeah.
We are sending electronic records today. So in that sense, we are talking to each other. VA can read DOD's records, and we send them. Okay. We want to have an improved system from that. We're not just reading the records, but actually using them and using the data that's provided. We also want to eliminate paper that's currently part of the records that we're sending for the reasons that I mentioned that were discussed earlier. So we're moving very quickly to accomplish those two things. That's a separate thing from the software that manages healthcare provision, and that's
right.
And that's the distinction I want to make.
And in the software management system, you are saying that you're going to come up with a new, relatively new system.
We were on the path at one time to develop an entirely new system.
That's a tough path.
It is a tough path, and we decided to get off of it. The costs for that were going to be exorbitant. The last estimate that I saw was $28 billion of lifecycle cost.
Okay, but Jason, how much progress are the two departments actually making on that sharing of electronic health records?
Well, as you heard Kendall tell Congressman Smith, the information sharing is happening, it's making a difference. But obviously more is necessary, more is possible to really get the widespread benefits of data sharing. Jonathan Woodson is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs and the Director of the TRICARE Management Activity. He says the current data that's being shared between DOD and VA has more functionality than most private sector medical offices, and most integrated hospital systems.
By the end of the year, not only will we be able to exchange that information so that it can be read by whomever might need the information in the Veterans Administration system, but it will be computable data. Through the ongoing projects we have, through the Interagency Program Office, focusing on this accelerator for this data interoperability, which is really an important feature, it will be computable data that will be real-time, that allows providers as well as administrators to use that information for the benefit of the transitioning service member.
So another example of the future of the DOD and VA information sharing is a project called the Health Artifacts Information System. Woodson says that this system will transfer data that is often hard to find and is one of the main reasons claims processing is delayed. If we've talked about this many times, that the VA is has several hundred thousand claims that are backlogged, and they're trying to get through it. And part of the issue that they're having is DOD giving the information to VA so they can process the claims. Well, what this new approach is going to do is going to improve it, because the private sector medical information, that's where they're going to pull it from. And that accounts actually to about 60% of all healthcare data coming to VA from DOD. Now, Kendall also says DOD and VA share have some short-term goals that their new interagency program office is overseeing. He says he's reviewing those goals now and will ensure Congress knows about the specific benchmarks they intend to meet.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, what was the lawmakers' reaction to all of this?
Yeah, it's hard to say if people walked away from that hearing. And then, let me put it this way. This hearing was packed. I go to tons of hearings, and three or four members of Congress is a good hearing for, you know, a lot of the stuff that we look at, a lot of the policy and programmatic stuff. But this literally had 24 members of Congress at the hearing. So there's a lot of interest in what's going on here.
It affects a lot of people.
It was a lot of people, and I was worried it was going to be one of those four-hour hearings. So let me just say it was not. So I appreciate the members of Congress keeping it short. But I think some people on the committees said, okay, I understand this update, I feel better about it. But those people who really follow this, the day-in and day-out types, they're saying, you know, this is not still not good enough. For instance, when the hearing started, Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Jeff Miller and Ranking Member Mike Michaud expressed frustration and disappointment over DOD and VA's progress. Michaud says the fact that neither Chuck Hagel, the Defense Secretary, or VA Secretary Eric Shinseki showed up to testify showed a lack of commitment and leadership. And in fact, Miller says the frustration about this lack of progress has boiled over into the House version of the 2014 Defense Authorization Bill.
The amendment that was developed in collaboration with the leadership of HASC and VA and the appropriators to direct the completion of an integrated health record by October 1st of 2016. The message of the amendment is simple. No more excuses. Get it done.
And Miller expressed the same frustration later in the hearing. Kendall was talking about how, give me some time, I need more patience, I'm still figuring out the path forward, I'm new to this, I was just, you know, named by Secretary Hagel in the last few months. And Miller shot back very quickly, listen, there's been plenty of people before you, there's been plenty of money spent before you, meaning, hey, I'm tired of the excuses of telling us to be patient, get this done, as you heard him say earlier. Now, Kendall says he understands the committee's frustrations, but doesn't think the provision in the Defense Authorization Bill is necessary.
I am concerned. The language in the House FY14 NDAA and in the House FY14 MILCON and Veterans Appropriation Act may overly restrict both VA's and DOD's options going forward, as well as impose significant oversight burdens on the program. I understand the members' frustrations. Mr. Chairman, you mentioned that with IHR, and I've reviewed the history of the last few years. But we would like to work with the Congress on less restrictive language that would both address your concerns and allow for efficient program execution. I commit to you that DOD will keep the committees informed of our progress and of any major developments in our healthcare record and healthcare management acquisition programs. And the DOD will work closely with VA to ensure that our shared goals of a seamless integrated record in the near term and modernization of our healthcare management systems in the midterm are accomplished efficiently and effectively.
Now, Kendall says he agrees that DOD and VA need to take some steps to get the programs on a better track, but he says, listen, if Congress constrains us, that's going to be more difficult, at least for DOD to do. Kendall says he needs some time to sort a few things out, including updating the health IT strategic plan from last fall. He says the plan no longer reflects changes since it was written, even though it was just recently sent to Congress. Miller didn't say he was satisfied with either agency's progress or answers. I think what's really going to be key here with this, specifically the provision in the Defense Authorization Bill, is whether the Senate supports it and is included in its version of the bill. Because otherwise, if the Senate doesn't support it, it doesn't have a lot of legs. If the Senate obviously supports it, DOD and VA are going to be on a lot more pressure to get this thing done by 2016.
All right, Jason, we'll keep us posted.
Oh, you know I will. Thank you very much.
And Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Check out more details in his story at federalnewsradio.com.